Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 29th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are in the book of Acts today, Acts chapter 8. We're going to read verses 1 through 7, then we're going to skip over to verse 26 and read through the end of the chapter, because starting in verse 26, we'll see Philip interacting with the Ethiopian eunuch, and it's so interesting. The Ethiopian eunuch is reading from the book of Isaiah, the actual passage we read back on Monday the 19th about the suffering servant. And when he reads it, he does not understand it. And Philip happens to be there, happens to be able to explain the scripture to him, and he wants to be baptized immediately. It's a beautiful passage, a reminder that our Lord Jesus is the suffering servant who came to be one who took on death so that we can live. Acts chapter 8, beginning in the middle of verse 1. The title says, "The church persecuted and scattered." On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. The title in the next section says, "Philip in Samaria." Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Now we're going to skip on over to verse 26, Philip and the Ethiopian. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candace, which means queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home, he was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with the very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and traveled about, preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. When I read this passage, I couldn't help but think of the times when I felt prompted by the Lord to do something. Philip is in a tough spot. He has been persecuted and now he's gone into Samaria and he's listening to the Spirit. Where should I land, Lord? And the Lord tells him to go down a desert road toward Gaza. And on the road, he meets the Ethiopian who is questioning, what in the world does the book of Isaiah mean? And Philip began with that very passage about the sheep going to slaughter. And he went through all of scripture telling him the good news about Jesus. And so as we pray today, I want us to ask the Lord to help us on the well-worn paths of life to be an example for him. So among the people that we see every day or every couple of days, those at the grocery store or at the post office, or those that we see at work, those we see at the gym, those we see at sporting events, wherever we find ourselves, may the Lord continue to give us the strength to listen for his word and his Spirit and to encourage those around us. And then when we see ourselves maybe on a desert road, a road that we don't know why we're going down it, but the Lord has taken us there, on that road, to be open and aware of God's presence with us and to listen for him in situations where he might be asking us to, you know, lend a hand or to extend a word of friendship, to open up to a relationship where we may have an opportunity to share the gospel. The greatest example that I can think of this is a story told by Beth Moore about a man in an airport that the Lord asked her to brush his hair. Beth Moore is a teacher and preacher and does wonderful illustrations, and just Google on YouTube, Beth Moore hairbrush story. And it's about her listening to the Spirit, and I think you'll be blessed by it. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for those who went forward into lands that they did not know so that we might understand the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for your word, which from beginning to end shows us Jesus. And we cannot understand Isaiah until we see Jesus face to face. And so today, Lord, continue to just give us a love for him. And by your Spirit, guide us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.